The inky blackness was the shadow side of a big piece of ship's hull floating in a cloud of debris, much of it still spinning, rebounding from other pieces, being struck by faster-moving ones, a constellation of collisions, a random sea of razor glitter. "Must be another spectacle of memories," she thought to herself. "Another meticulous mirage."
"You are wrong. This is quite real, and you are experiencing it directly."
A vertigo reflex ghosted through her, a promise of nausea that never came. "If this is real," she said, or at least heard herself say, "you must be projecting my awareness beyond the planet's stratosphere." "Why?" "I doubt that it's just so that you can get a closer look."
"Sigrana chose her keeper well. An elevated listener would have been overcome by terror. But you have adapted and have begun to ask the right questions."
"An answer would be a big help, actually."
"In time. Look to your right and down. Do you see the very large, ragged piece of wreckage?"
She could. It was the size of a football field and was surrounded by a halo of smaller, glinting fragments. "I see it."
"Stretch out your hand towards it. Imagine that you are reaching out to touch it, and you will move towards it."
Catriona followed the instructions, and she did indeed begin to move. As she drifted out from behind the shadowing debris, she noticed a sudden dimming in her vision. The sun's direct glare was muted and dazzling reflections were softened.
"Filtering the light protects your visual receptors. Do not be concerned about the lesser pieces. Push them out of your path or go around."
The debris was of all sizes, and almost all of it had edges or surfaces that were jagged, sharp, and lethal. Yet her opaque form seemed unaffected by grazing collisions or scrapes. There were other objects that evoked a mixture of horror and pity. The frozen bodies of the carrier's Sandrukan crew. Most wore heavy vac suits or flimsy emergency environment suits, and most seemed dead from high-power energy bolts. Those large humanoid bodies were twisted into anguished contortions, and everyone bore a layer of sparkling frost. It was like slowly wending her way through a silent zero-G morgue. Then her goal was before her. It looked like it had been ripped out of the hegemony carrier's structure by sheer force. Apart from the stretch of hull plating down one side, every other surface was a picture of destruction. Torn bulkheads, snapped off lengths of cabling, gaping and twisting air ducts, bent and severed pipes around which beards of ice had grown. She could see where the cleft crossed several decks and saw more bodies, motionless figures floating in corridors or frozen in death agonies while wrapped up in a sleeping recess, gaping mouths, grasping hands. Catriona had seen many terrible things under the canopy of Sigrana these last few days, but this sight stirred in her a crawling horror unlike anything she had felt before. "And the Zyradin wants to study this," she thought.
"Move round to the area of hull plating.